19-year-old Deasia Robinson was shot 2 weeks ago after leaving a friend's birthday party in Queens. The giggly honor student who enjoyed dancing and shopping was the first girl killed by gunfire this year. WNYC's Kathleen Horn reports that she was struck doing one of the most ordinary things in South Jamaica, sitting on a city bus.
The Q6 line is often filled with teens trying to get around. This neighborhood is heavily dependent on buses, since subway and rail service doesn't extend throughout eastern Queens. It runs along Sutphen Boulevard, past beauty shops, storefront churches, and single-family homes. The stop in front of Baisley Pond Park is where DeAsia, sitting in a window seat, was hit by the bullet police don't believe was intended for her. She was 6 blocks from home. Since then, a steady procession of people who cared for the 14-year-old have been gathering in the grass near the bus stop. A covered wooden park's bulletin board, surrounded by yellow police tape, has morphed into a memorial for DeAsia. Her nickname, Asia, and the letters RIP can be seen from a distance.
She used to be running around my house with me when we was little kids, like, and now it's sad to see her gone now. I ain't gonna see her no more.
That's 16-year-old Nikolai Bunzi, who grew up with DeAsia. He stares at one of the snapshots of her that are tacked up. She's smiling in everyone. Yasmin Mero walks up and lights a candle. She says her friend liked to joke around, but she was also someone you could trust.
Anything, like, I felt that I couldn't tell nobody else, I would definitely go tell DeAsia. She gave really good advice.
What's the last thing you talked to her about, like, heart to heart?
Probably boy problems. Boys, yeah.
Mero's mother, Vernay Keat, says her daughter and DeAsia attended the same Sweet 16 party together before the shooting.
The first 2 days, she was very sad. By the third day, she was just really, very angry. The whys and how and why her. And she's the peaceful one. Asia was the peaceful child.
DeAsia could basically do no wrong in her godmother Tasha St. Louis's eyes.
She is the sweetest little girl in the whole world. She cares for everyone, takes care of everyone. She's a dancer. She's just a star.
She was a very bright girl, very intelligent. Math was her favorite subject, and a lot of kids do not like math.
That's cousin Linda Lloyd. She says even though DeAsia looks like she could have been a heartbreaker with the boys, she was focused on her studies and expressing herself through fashion. Her other cousin, Charmaine Smith, says they'd often watch TV shows together like America's Next Top Model, and the 14-year-old would rifle through her closet like a stylist.
Sometimes we would even go to her and ask her advice. Should I wear these shoes with this dress or this? And she would let you know what would look best.
The teen's family has been gathering at the bus stop every evening, almost like they're sitting Shiva. They surround the memorial, talk, hold one another, and put up their own keepsakes honoring DeAsia. St. Louis says it haunts them that they never got to say goodbye.
We come here a lot because we felt like she was by herself when she passed. So we just want to be with her for one another time. We just want to be with her again and let her know that we were still here with her.
DeAsia Robinson was laid to rest in a lavender gown with touches of sequins. And the girl whose life was ended on the Q6 bus was transported to her final resting place in a horse-drawn glass carriage. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.